The federal moratorium on evictions for renters ends next Monday, July 31st. Will there be a wave of evictions across the country? Renters still have options to stay in their homes through the Emergency Rental Assistance Program. Pennsylvania received more than $500 million to help renters pay their rent or with utilities. What's available and how to qualify? Joining us is Pennsylvania's Department of Human Services Acting Secretary Meg Sneed, Special Advisor for Housing Kathy Possinger, Robin Rohrbaugh, President and CEO of the Community Progress Council in York. Thank all three of you for being with us today. Secretary Sneed, let me start with you. The eviction moratorium ending, it's going to get a lot of attention this week. Ms. Rohrbaugh, people in York County, are they aware of this program?
It would appear that they are. We've helped people from every zip code in York County, so it appears that the word has been spread. We have a lot of resources and community partners out there who are also helping us to spread the word. So certainly if people don't know, we hope to reach out to them and let them know.
Has there been a lot of talk about the eviction moratorium ending?
I believe so. People are very concerned. It's a scary situation when folks don't necessarily have the income, and they know that their landlord has the right to evict them for arrearages. So yes, people are definitely concerned about their security in housing.
So let me go back to. Okay, I was about to go back to Acting Secretary Sneed, but I understand we're still working on her Zoom. Kathy Possinger, are you there?
Good morning, Scott. Can you hear me all right?
I can, yeah. You know, we're a year into this, more than a year into this, but we're still working things out here and there. But we have a few glitches here and there, but it's worked out pretty well. So I'll ask you the same question about awareness across the state. Obviously, that's one of the reasons that you wanted to come on today's program. You have a press conference later today, is to make people aware that this is there.
Absolutely, Scott. Thank you. And for all of our listeners in the area, our concern is ensuring that those who need the assistance aren't waiting to apply for the assistance. As Robin had noted, with the end of the eviction moratorium looming, we want to ensure that those who are facing a potential eviction in Pennsylvania may be able to take advantage of this unprecedented level of assistance that's available to assist nationwide. Throughout the Commonwealth, we have programs stood up in all 67 counties that are able to provide immediate and direct assistance to those that are experiencing housing instability as a result of the pandemic. So we're pleased to be able to be a partner in this program.
Kathy Possinger is a special advisor for housing with the Department of Human Services. Again, and let's talk about some of the logistics of this program. Who is covered under the emergency rental program?
Sure, Scott. For households receiving assistance in the program, they have to have had an emergency or rent arrearages as a result of the pandemic. So whether they lost income as a result of the pandemic, whether they lost employment as a result of the pandemic, in this initial tranche of resources, these funds are available to assist those who have been impacted in that way. For households that are eligible, must meet an income qualification. For our region, it's 80% of the area median income, which covers a good number of households across Pennsylvania. For those that are struggling with being able to make payments, both the landlord and the tenant are both eligible to apply for the emergency rental assistance resources. So we're not limited at who can make application. We encourage a strong partnership between landlords and tenants as they're moving through this crisis and through this process. Those households have to demonstrate their income. They demonstrate their arrearages. It also can be utilized to assist in utility arrearages as well. Funds are available up to 12 months of assistance, plus potentially up to an additional 3 months of assistance to be able to assist with even prospective rent or prospective utilities for those who have been impacted by the pandemic.
Rearages, that's a word you don't hear every day in conversation. Maybe you do at the Department of Human Services, but explain what that is for those who may not be familiar with the term.
Sure. For someone who has a past due bill. So if my rent for any household who has incurred rent costs for a period beginning after March of 2020, if they have been unable to pay their rent, as again, as I said, as a result of income loss or as a result of a job loss or an increased expense as a result of the pandemic or connected to the pandemic, a household is able to address those past due bills and that past due arrearages, past due obligations that they have, whether to their landlord or to a utility provider. And that's an important combination there as well. And as I said, in addition, they're eligible for up to an additional 3 months of prospective or future rent. So current, if I'm unable to meet my current rent obligation and know that I'm going to be struggling for the next couple of months, we can go and provide assistance for that prospective rent as well.
If you have a question or comment, would like to join our conversation, maybe a question about this emergency rental assistance program, give us a call, 1-800-729-7532. Send an email to smarttalk@witf.org. On Twitter, we are at smarttalkwitf. Again, that phone number, 1-800-729-7532. And Pennsylvania's Department of Human Services Acting Secretary Meg Sneed is with us now on the telephone, I understand. Secretary, thank you for joining us. Finally, I'm going to ask that original question again. You're on the program today, and you're having a press conference a little bit later today. What's the message that you want to get out to Pennsylvanians?
Good morning, Scott. Thank you so much. I think the message that we're really trying to push today is that we want everyone, renters, landlords, friends, neighbors, township and city councils, to know that eviction for non-payment of rent should be an absolute last resort. With the ERAP program up and running, we have the ability to provide financial stability for tenants and landlords alike in every community across the Commonwealth. So our goal today is to really promote the program and ensure that if you are the owner of a grocery store or a member of a church and you have the ability to spread awareness about the ERAP program and make sure that people know that it's there and that they can apply for it. That's the most important thing that we'd like to press today as we look toward the end of the eviction moratorium next week.
You know, there has been, across the country, many protests. There have been many people that have raised the alarm about the eviction notice, or moratorium, I should say, being lifted at the end of the month. I get the sense that that has what has gotten the most attention, that there's been a great fear that there would be people who would be, you know, losing their homes and forced out onto the streets or in with relatives or, you know, any number of places where they can find a roof over their heads, that has gotten so much attention that programs like this just haven't. Is that an accurate way to describe it?
Well, I think with the eviction moratorium in place, maybe people haven't been feeling the immediate pinch of an eviction that is looming. I think that, you know, as we look toward the end of the moratorium, there are certainly landlords and communities across the Commonwealth that rely on rental payments to meet their own basic needs. This is where ERAP can really be helpful in providing financial stability to landlords as well as tenants. I think regardless of whether or not there's been a lot of attention on the end of the moratorium, where we have to pivot is really in ensuring people know about the availability of ERAP. It is absolutely a historic investment in our communities as we look to recover from the pandemic. But it obviously disproportionately impacted low-income families and others that were unable to meet their rent obligations or utility obligations. And the goal now is to really focus on ensuring we can all recover on the same footing.
Now, you all have talked about every community in Pennsylvania, but not all counties are part of this, correct? Would you make that clarification for us?
All 67 counties are administering the ERAP program. There is a differentiation between the 47 counties for which the Department of Human Services is administering the program, and then 18 counties in the city of Pittsburgh that receive their own direct allocation from the federal government, along with a portion of the Commonwealth funding. But from my perspective, at the end of the day, a landlord or a tenant that comes forward in need of rental assistance doesn't know whether that dollar is state or federal. And it is incumbent on all of us to make sure that we're really taking an all hands on deck approach to getting these dollars into the hands of people that need it. Our website, even though all 67 counties are doing it a little bit differently to meet the needs of their individual communities, our website at www.dhs.pa.gov/ERAP will give you information about how to apply in any county throughout the Commonwealth.
You know, this is a program that has been around for several months now. How many people have qualified so far, and how much money has gone out?
So far, we have distributed $133 million to more than 30,000 households throughout Pennsylvania. Those numbers are as of June 30th, 2021. And obviously, with the eviction moratorium in place for another week, we anticipate that there may be a bigger surge when that lifts next Monday.
How much money has Pennsylvania gotten from the federal government for this?
There has been roughly $847 million from the first round of what we call ERAP 1.0. We anticipate another $450 million for ERAP 2.0, so somewhere north of $1 billion in emergency rental and utility assistance available in Pennsylvania. It is emergency one-time funding, and we are treating it that way. It is meant to meet the needs of the emergency that was created by the pandemic, and we know that the need is significant across the state, so we're really doing everything we can to come on programs like this and promote the program and make sure people know this help is available and can really meet the moment.
When will the program end?
The program will continue to be in existence at least through 2022. There are certain obligations in terms of reporting and spend down that we have to meet that the federal government has set out. But for now, we're operating as in we have north of $1 billion available to us, and every one of those dollars should stay in Pennsylvania to assist the renters and landlords that we know need it.
Robin Werbauer, let me go back to you and talk about the process when someone comes to the Community Progress Council in York. Walk me through the process. What will they be going through?
Sure. We actually have a fully automated process, so folks don't have to come to Community Progress Council. We do have 20 organizations throughout York County who have volunteered to help us get applications completed. But for everyone, they go to yorkcpc.org, and they go to the Rent and Utility Assistance section of our website, and there is a completely automated process where first the tenant or the utility client goes in and fills out information about who they are, their income, and what they need to become whole again. If they're asking for rent assistance, we then automatically connect with their landlord. They need to provide a valid landlord email address. We connect with that person. They upload a lease and a proof of ownership. And it's really a very streamlined process. We're very proud of it because we put some effort in up front to create an automated process. We've been able to help nearly 3,000 York County residents with either rent or utility assistance. And we know that there's another 580 who are eligible for help moving forward as well. So We're working hard to get money out into the community and help folks to recover from this pandemic.
I don't know whether you could answer this question or not. Maybe the Secretary or Kathy Possinger can, but are all counties doing something similar to your county as far as you know?
I would say no. We collaborated with a partner out in southwestern Pennsylvania who was automating their process. And we learned from a past experience that we could get very bogged down in contacts with people and a lot of confusion. And so we did our best to automate that process.
Secretary Snead, you know, something that Robin just brought up, there was some confusion at the beginning of the pandemic when it came to rental assistance, because many people, renters and landlords, said that the process was complicated. Is it easier to get through the process now?
Yes. So, and I will turn it over to Kathy after I'm finished speaking, but I think, yes, we advocated really hard with not just the General Assembly, but also the federal delegation for additional flexibility in the ERAP program that didn't exist in the first round of funding that we got through the 2020 CARES Act. There is no cap on rental assistance for landlords in this program, so, and we can provide up to 12 months of back rent and up to 3 months of prospective rent at a time. The average grant award is about $6,000 per household. Really significant assistance that can provide financial stability for people. So we want you to know that the program is a lot more flexible. We learned a lot of lessons from the first round of funding, and I think we're in a much better position to get these dollars out. That said, it's a significant amount of money, and these are programs that require humans interacting with other humans. So there can be some challenges in getting the dollars, you know, quickly into the hands of people who need it. But if counties are experiencing those challenges, I would encourage them to reach out to the department. We can provide direct technical assistance to help break up any log jams that might exist at the local level.
Kathy Possinger, what did you want to add to that?
Scott, I would share too, as Robin had noted, in each of the 67 counties, our program is run in a way that best reflects the partnerships and the collaboration and the needs within those counties. So from Forest to Philadelphia, we have a different dynamic of need. So therefore, we have a different layers of partnership and response. But in every county, their resources are ready and available to be able to assist the partners, whether taking electronic applications or paper applications or doing application fairs and outreach are all poised to be able to review and to work with the individuals to be able to provide the appropriate level of assistance.
I would add that emphasize the flexibility of this program. The income guidelines are very high, so folks who aren't traditionally able to access help when they're in trouble can get help through the ERAP program. We would encourage everyone to go look at the DHS website or in York County to look at yorkcpc.org. There is extensive information about the application process and eligibility. We really see this as an opportunity for folks not only to recover from COVID, but to get ahead in their lives. So this is, I can't emphasize enough the flexibility and the opportunity that this program presents to residents of Pennsylvania.
And that always, as you have mentioned, wasn't the case at the very beginning. In fact, you know, it got a lot of media attention and attention across the state when the state missed out on about $108 million in coronavirus relief because distributing the funding made it too hard to access. At least that was part of the reason for it. And it is good to hear that the process is much better now. You know, I want to go back, Secretary Snead, something that did happen at the very beginning, and I want to know whether this has changed, that there were landlords who were hesitant to participate in this program because, as you alluded to, they weren't getting the full amount of rent, that there was a percentage of it. Now, it was, you know, 80%, but still, they weren't getting the full amount of rent. That has changed. So has the outlook, has participation from landlords changed as well?
We can follow up and get more specific information about, you know, landlord engagement in the ERAP program versus the CARES Act program that was operating last fall. But I think generally, yes, there is a huge amount of flexibility, including that a tenant can come forward and apply for assistance themselves if the landlord is unwilling to participate in the program. We obviously encourage landlord and tenant participation. That is ideal. But one additional clarification for people who can't afford their rent, or if their tenant is raising their rent, which they are certainly entitled to do, ERAP can also help people find and move into something more affordable. So when we talk about flexibility, it really can be used to help rehouse, assist with finding new housing, security deposits. There's a lot. We can really maximize the use of these fundings. It doesn't have to be specifically for payment of rent.
Kathy Posinger, do we know whether the number of Pennsylvanians who are homeless increased during the pandemic?
Scott, at this point, the most recent data that we have available to us on the number of homeless in Pennsylvania is from the annual point in time count, which was hosted, unfortunately, the most recent was January of 2020. So it's pre-pandemic numbers. We do know that the eviction moratorium has helped in order to be able to help those who were perhaps unstably in their homes to stay in their rental units. But at this point, it's too early to tell whether those national numbers will reflect an increase or a decrease in the number of homeless across the Commonwealth. And with the, in addition to the ERAP resources, many communities are also administering additional funds through HUD to be able to specifically target those who are homeless, provide additional emergency shelter or non-congregated sheltering opportunities across the Commonwealth in order to be able to assist anyone who might find themselves in a situation where their housing is unstable.
Well, yeah, those statistics, Go ahead, Robin.
I'm sorry, I keep doing
that. No, that's fine.
I would discourage anyone from attempting to change apartments right now if they absolutely do not have to. The access and availability of open housing units is very, very low. And so I would discourage folks from voluntarily trying to change apartments. If they submit their notice that they're going to leave their apartment, they may have a very, very difficult time finding something else. So we do know that that has happened and it's created some problems.
Robin, what about your county and homeless? Even though there may not be hard statistics, anecdotally, I mean, you probably are in a position to see whether people are asking for more assistance with housing.
I would say anecdotally, I believe that the numbers are increasing. Yes, I think that the homeless population is being found and seen in places that typically the homeless population doesn't show up. So, yes, it is a concern. And while there's an eviction moratorium, there are some landlords who have found ways to not renew a lease or other kinds of things. So, and again, then it makes it very difficult for someone to find a new housing unit. This is not the time to be changing apartments.
When you say that we're seeing it in places we haven't seen it in the past, like where?
Just visible on the street or in communities. People are asking for assistance where maybe they don't typically stand and ask for help.
We got a tweet from Lance who says, I feel bad for the mom and pop landlords who have waited so long. Will this actually make them whole? And what about tenants who are ineligible but decided to not pay their rent all year? Secretary Sneed, let me start with you on that one. Will this make landlords whole?
It certainly has the potential to do that. I think it's difficult to say in every situation that it would provide, you know, whole stability, but with the ability to pay up to 12 months of back rent and up to 3 months of future rent at a time, it's the best resource we have available to help provide financial stability for landlords.
And the second part of his question about tenants who are ineligible but found it difficult to pay their rent this year. Is there assistance for them?
The ERAP program is designed for people who meet certain income thresholds, but I would say that anybody who is struggling with paying rent or utilities should apply for ERAP whether or not they think they're eligible. It is truly a historic opportunity for us to provide direct, targeted financial assistance to people. I can't necessarily speak to the folks who just didn't pay their rent over the course of the last year, but I think the pandemic exacerbated a lot of financial situations for a lot of people. And if you think you're eligible for ERAP, please apply.
Kathy Possinger, Robin Rohrbach brought up an issue that the entire country is dealing with right now, and that is that rents have gone up, housing prices have gone up. It's difficult to find a house to buy. I would imagine that just as Robin described, that it could be difficult to find an apartment. I mean, aside from the emergency assistance, this is an issue that is going to stay with us in Pennsylvania. What do we do about it?
You're right, Scott. As Secretary Sneed had noted, this pandemic exacerbated challenges in affordable housing across the board. So the availability of quality and affordable rental units for those that earn a certain income threshold is certainly a challenge. In addition to ERAP and the resources that we're able to provide there for, as we said, not just emergency assistance to pay back rent, but to also be able to assist with prospective, there's opportunities to use those funds to find housing for someone who might be eligible. Many of our providers and across the Commonwealth, those providers that are providing assistance with our program are not just administering and cutting checks in a program. They're also providing targeted case management services. They're providing assistance to locate housing. They're providing assistance with other financial resources like budgeting. They may be able to provide other services as linked within our Human Services Department as well. There's a reason why this program is being administered through our department, and that's an opportunity to really provide a whole host of wraparound types of resources to assist families. Housing stability services is a critical component of the ERAP program, and that case management level of assistance to help someone not just address a back rent payment, not just address a back utility payment, but be able to be on level footing to be able to move forward well in their housing life.
Secretary
Sneed, I would support what Kathy is saying. At Community Progress Council, we provide comprehensive services to folks. And so if we can help them with rent or utilities, we do have a wide range of other services, housing counseling, budget counseling, workforce development, an array of supportive services. So I very strongly encourage folks to make contact with us either way.
Pennsylvania Department of Human Services Acting Secretary Meg Sneed, Special Advisor for Housing Kathy Possinger, Robin Rohrbach, who is President and CEO of the Community Progress Council in New York. I want to thank the three of you for being with us today. We will have a link to the Department of Human Services website for this program on our website, WITF.org. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Smart Talk on WITF, your home for NPR News and all things regional. I'm Scott Lamar.